It's Hillsong and High and Lift It Up. We are having such a great time today. I pray in Jesus' name that you are as well.
David Alden.
Worship Radio 247.
David's Daily Devotional.
We're at the devotional yet again, and we're looking at Psalm 103. And I've just been told, reliably, we're not on verse 2 at all, we're on verse 3. Let's remind ourselves as what has preceded this in Psalm 103. It's an awesome psalm of David. It says this, "Let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart I will praise his holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I not forget the good things he does for me." We looked at that yesterday. And today we're going to look at some of the good things that God does for us. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He forgives all of my sins. You know, there are people around who believe that they don't sin at all. They are high and mighty. They are high and lifted up. They're so close to God, they cannot see the ground. That sounds a very, very judgmental statement to make, but it's the truth. And the reason I say this, beloved, is because when they see sin in their surroundings or in their church, they are very critical. They are very condemning. That's the first thing they do, is to condemn. I am thinking about a few ministers, a few evangelists in this world who have fallen from grace, beloved. And so many stones have been thrown, and so many people have said really horrible things about these people. I'm not going to mention names, there's no point. You know who I'm talking about. It's happened quite a few times where these wonderful men of God have fallen from grace because of sin. And what has man done? Man has thrown stones. Man has said, "You are not to continue doing what you're doing. Get off this pulpit now." That's not for them to say. Beloved, that's for God Almighty to say. It is not for them to judge. It is for God Almighty to judge. Jesus said these words, "He who is without sin, cast the first stone." Paul says, "We all sin, and we all fall short." I'm quoting scripture at you. I'm telling you what the Bible says. And the Bible is the handbook of our lives, is it not? It's quite simple. We are not to condemn. We are not to judge. We are not to point fingers. Why? Because if we start pointing fingers, beloved, I can tell you this, God Almighty will start pointing fingers at us. God Almighty, Jesus Christ, he convicts, he doesn't condemn. You say to me, "What's the difference between condemnation and conviction?" I'm glad you asked me that. Conviction is completely different from condemnation. Condemnation is, "You shouldn't be doing that." Conviction is, "Do you really think you should be doing that?" There's a difference. Condemnation is done in judgment. Conviction is done in love. I'll say that again because that's beautiful. Condemnation is done in judgment. Conviction is done in love. David says here, he forgives all of our sins. He does. He forgives them. As far as east is from the west, says the psalmist. It's forgotten. It's gone. How many times when you forgive someone of a sin they've done against you, do you forget it? Do you forgive and then remind? Or do you forgive and then forget? The next statement in this verse completely says, He heals all my diseases. Now, I suffer from a couple of problems, and those have not been healed yet. Sometimes people's diseases are not healed. We don't know why that is. But I like to think of this as healing all my spiritual diseases, beloved. I have had many spiritual diseases in my life where I have been seeing things completely wrong. And yet, the Lord chose me. And He teaches me. And He reprimands me. He chastises me. He punishes me. Why? Because He loves me with such unconditional love. I can't even begin to tell you what unconditional love means. Simply, I can say this in English language. It is a love that has no conditions attached. I can say to the Lord God Almighty, I hate you. But He will look at me and say, well, I love you because my love for you does not, there's no condition. My love is not, what's the word I'm looking for? My love is not conditional to you loving me. But my love for God, I wonder if that is conditional. I wonder. He forgives all of my sins. He heals all of my diseases. Let's just give thanks and tell Him how much we love Him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for what You're doing in our lives. We love You. And we adore You. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's go on with worship now. This is Chris Tomlin. This is a great track. I'd love to know what you think of the daily devotionals. You can contact me at studio@worshipradio247.org. I'd love to hear from you. By the way, I just want to say a big thank you to Andrew for that email that he sent earlier. That was so wonderful. Thank you for your bravery and your courage, Andrew. Doing what you're doing. You are an amazing man of God. And I believe it will never be wasted what you've done. Well done. This is Chris Tomlin for you.
Great are You, Lord, mighty and strong. You are faithful.